Good afternoon and welcome to Stage Talk, a weekly conversation about local theater. My name is Mark Muro.
And I'm Jean Paul.
And today our guests are Suhaila Elatar and Krista Schwarting, who are here to talk about a play entitled The Clean House, which is running at Cyrano's Off-Center Playhouse. Welcome, guests.
Thank you, Mark.
I thank you.
And so, what is your play about?
You know, this is the hardest play in the world to summarize. I'll give you the introduction that makes more sense, which is that a cleaning woman from Brazil. Well, she's not a cleaning woman. She's a comic. She's a student of comedy. Comes to work for a very uptight doctor in Connecticut.
Metaphysical Connecticut, Krista.
Yes, that's true. The script very clearly says it's Metaphysical Connecticut.
Is that the name of the town?
No,
there's
it's
a lot about the play that is deliberately a little on the surreal side.
The place.
So there is no; it is not set in any specific place in Connecticut. Nothing ever takes place outside of an interior. That's not true. There's a balcony, so you get to see. There's a balcony in Connecticut overlooking the sea. But Suhaila, who's here with us, is playing the comedian who comes to work for this very uptight doctor, played by Julia Kosman, who's just wonderful, and quickly becomes embroiled in this doctor's life. I don't want to give away too many details.
You can't do it. but you can't give away anything, but we can tell you that the other cast members are Virginia, is played by Linda Benson, who is Julia Kosman's sister. Not Linda Benson, but Virginia Slane's, never mind. There's also the parts of Anna and Charles, played by Ursula Gold and Paul Schweigert, respectively.
We won't tell you too much about Anna, because where Anna comes into the play is a little bit of a surprise near the end of the first act, so I won't give that away. Charles is Lane's husband, played by, as Suhaila said, the wonderful Paul Schweigert.
It sounds like all my children. I'm confused. I can never.
Come see the show. It'll all sort itself out.
Four people in the cast.
It's five
people. Five people, and they're all. And you, Suhaila,
yes.
Elatar,
cheers.
You're also a playwright yourself, and
yes.
I met you last year.
Yes.
And you were. What was the play you wrote? Could you tell us?
It was The Perfect Prayer.
The Perfect Prayer.
Mm-hmm.
And but you're also an actress, and
I'm an actress first. Actually, I've been an actress for 15, 17 years, and then most recently delved into playwriting in the last several years.
And how does that inform your acting?
It's interesting you should bring this up. The playwright of this script is Sarah Rule, and one of the things that we discovered through the study of this is that the contemporary playwrights are definitely very punctuation heavy. It's not like Neil Simon. When you go and look at a script of Neil Simon, you get your stage directions of what happens. You almost get your blocking all informed in the script. What's happening now with the contemporary playwrights is that they are basically guiding the actors how to deliver the lines, in the sense of where to pause, you get a period where you grammatically wouldn't make any sense. You get ellipses to get a trail off. You get a hyphen to get a it's very specific, and we've been talking about that. It guides
your
emotions.
That's interesting. That's like Karlheinz Stockhausen when he would write his compositions. They would say, well, why don't you just say rubato, or why don't you just let the player find their own? But he would really go through all kinds of pains to kind of just really notate the most minute infinitesimal.
Julia Kosman was talking about this, that her background is music, and she said it's the same thing that happened for a while there. There was a period of where the compositions told everybody exactly what to do, and there is that bit of that. Sarah Rule, though, does do a great balance where you do get the guide of the punctuation, but you also find your own moments as well, which Krista was great at guiding us through.
Well, it's a really interesting script. I mean, we talked a little bit about the metaphysical Connecticut, but there are lots of elements to this play that seem fantastical, or there are scenes that seem to come from a melodramatic aspect rather than, a straight play. These are not easy plays. I actually had the opportunity to see her most recent play at the Steppenwolf in Chicago in June before I started working on this one. These are not simple plays. They go back and forth in time and place. They trust
it. It sounds like style as well.
Oh, it's, yeah.
How do you maintain like a consistent style when it's going from this heightened melodramatic thing to a kind of an internalized psychological metaphysical blah blah?
Well, first of all, you trust your actors, but the advice I gave them before we started rehearsals was to play it as if it were real life and not to play it as if it were a melodrama. There is an emotional payoff. First of all, this is an astonishingly funny play. This is one of the funniest plays I had had the joy of reading in a long time. But there's an emotional payoff at the end of the second act, but you don't, in my mind, you didn't get to the emotional payoff unless you invested these characters with some sort of gravity and some sort of realism to make that happen.
I like that. I never like comedy that it knows that it's comedy.
Which is Neil Simon. Neil Simon set up his jokes. Yeah, and Sarah Ruhl does not do that.
Well, they're all very funny people in the Neil Simon. They're all real affable, funny, quick-witted people.
They've all got their one-liners. I think what's great about Ruhl, what she just said, the movie Juno, did you see the movie Juno?
No.
They were talking about, if you do see it, it's a very funny movie, but it's one of those that it's funny in the distance, in the sense of, the actor said that the first time they sat down and read the script, they were all like, this is horrifying, this is like, not horrifying, but it's just a very heavy script, and the director said, play it lighter. You go against the grain. Where there are obviously absurd moments, Krista's instinct was to not play the absurdity, but the reality of it. The absurdity is not for us to play. The absurdity is for you, the audience, to enjoy, which is what Sarah Ruhl, I think, intended, and Krista captured that pretty well.
Well, and I really have to give kudos to our designers in this show, particularly Brian Saylor, who did our set. We have a very interesting set. Most of the play takes place in a living room of this house in metaphysical Connecticut. But there's also a second set, which is Anna's balcony overlooking the sea. And the balcony overlooks the living room. And there really is a balcony in Cyrano's. It's a little bit of a challenge. And fortunately, Brian had the engineering ability to pull it off. And it is fantastic looking. And his contributions and the contributions of all of our designers really elevated this production.
Eric Hayden, who was the choreographer and sound designer, was phenomenal. And Frank
Hardy, our brilliant lighting designer. You know, Cyrano's now pretty much exclusively works with Frank, and he's added so much to our company.
For those of you who are just tuning in, this is Stage Talk, here with our guests Suhaila Elatar and Krista Schwartig, who are here to talk about The Clean House, now playing at Cyrano's.
Yeah.
So,
well, yeah, back to the play.
Well, the contributions of the designers really can't be undersold. Eric Hayden really worked with me, and he brought in music that was exactly what I thought we were trying to go for. It's a little heightened, but it is also music that gets an emotional response. So the sound design is, I think, one of his best designs.
Oh, yeah. Eric Hayden is just terrific. And the production values for Little Cyrano's are always great. The sound system, the lights, Frank Hardy, and like you say, Brian Saylor, he just keeps outdoing himself, and very inventive and beautiful sets over and over again. So that's great.
I do want to add one thing about Eric Hayden's sound design. I played this role before. I did a production in Atlanta before I came down here to do the show, and there was one moment specifically in the play that I played a certain way and was pretty much ingrained in me, and then we went into tech and there was a moment, this moment needs music behind it, and Eric had chosen this piece of music that completely changed the moment for me and gave us exactly what we had all been discussing but couldn't seem to get to. And when I heard the music, I went, I know what it is that you want, Krista. And it was phenomenal. So that's one of the great things that I enjoyed about working with Eric.
Well, and Eric is such a, this has really been an amazing collaborative process. I mean, everyone has brought their own ideas and their own vision to this,
he's a good
this
actor,
project.
And he's directed as well. And he really goes over a script a lot. You know, I asked him once about, you know, like his process with sound design. And he says, well, I read the script like 40, 50 times and I, you know, get a feel for it, you know. So it's not just, you know, like a cut and paste, connect the dots kind of a thing with him.
Not at all. Yeah. He's an amazing designer and a great collaborative artist.
Well, and he's an actor also, which helps.
Absolutely, it does.
And I ought to add here that this isn't just the present company, but the Anchorage Daily News raved about this play.
Oh, I got. I haven't seen that.
Aspect,
I'll read it online.
Praised the sound, praised the set, praised the acting. So.
Well, that's good to hear. I mean, I haven't seen it, but I certainly will. Suhaila, you acted this before in Atlanta. Was it what was that like experience? What's the difference between this show and that show?
Well, what's interesting first is that I was asked to audition for this production in March or April.
Sounds right.
And I sent in a videotape audition, and they cast me for the Cyranos production. And then I knew Horizon Theater in Atlanta was going to be doing a production and asked to go and audition for the role there. I actually had to do callbacks and had to do all of that. And then finally they cast me as well. I'm a professional actress and writer. This is how I make my living in Atlanta. And so coming up here, the only difference here is that you don't have the same environment here to sustain that kind of living or career on its own. So it was working with people who are trying very hard to balance their everyday lives with their dream and with their career or with their love of this craft. So that was about the only difference, because everything else kind of just fell into place. I had professional attitudes. I had collaborative work. Krista was phenomenal in being able to listen to her actors, which is, and still not lose her own vision for the script. So there wasn't a lot of difference when it came to that.
Although you had a really interesting observation that about the melodramatic aspects of the show, it sounds like those aspects were played very differently in
my
your
director,
production.
Yeah, my director in Atlanta knew. She's also the artistic director of her theater, and she knows her audiences. We played to sold out hot audiences in a 200 seat theater the entire run, and we ran for 5 weeks, and it was five shows a week, and every night 200 seats were filled because the play got great reviews and everything like that. But she played to the comedy.
Atlanta's a much bigger city.
Well, sure, sure. But yeah. Your theater crowds are your theater crowds. And
I know, but still, I mean, you know, it's kind of, you know, it's tough to make a living here in theater because there's only so many people. What? It's like 0.1% cares about theater?
Sure. I hope it's more than that. But I think Suhaila's point that's really interesting is...
There's a portion of the second act, when you go into the second act, that could have been played two different ways. And I probably would not have known that had Krista not chosen her vision. And when I heard Krista's choice, I remember going, oh, wow, that's really interesting because I only know it one way. And so it gives a different guide for the audience to experience. And it's a really great journey to take.
And what was interesting for me was it never occurred to me to play it in a way that really punched the comedy, because I wanted to get to that point at the end of that act where there was this emotional payoff to the play, and I wasn't necessarily sure if we could do that if we just punched the comedy.
Yeah, well, Ed, there's so much to talk about with this play, and everybody's so enthusiastic. It's something I wanted to ask you, you know, about Sarah Rule and about the play itself, and it seems like it's just loaded with all these kind of political and colonial, mm-hmm. imperialistic kind of things that I'm interested in here, and, you know, the psychology and the guilt and everything like that. I know people who I've been to the Caribbean, and I've seen housekeeping people, and I've been in situations with people who had some money and couldn't, you know, clean up their own mess, and the way they interact. That's something we didn't have time to talk about, but I'm so glad both of you came down here and took the time to tell us about The Clean House, which is playing at Cyranos right now. We were speaking to Suhaila Elatar and Krista Schrotting. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mark and Jean.
Thank you.
And now it's time for the Stage Talk calendar. Anchorage Community Theater and the Mountain View Theater Project present Alice in Wonderland at the Mountain View Community Church, which opens tonight and will run Thursdays through Saturdays at 7 p.m. through October the 25th at the Mountain View Community Church, which is located at 4301 Mountain View Drive. This is great fun for the whole family. For tickets and information, call 868-4913. That's 868-4913, or go to www.actalaska.org.
And Cyrano presents The Clean House. This play runs through October 12th, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 7 p.m., with a Sunday matinee at 3 p.m. For tickets and more information, go to centertix.net or call 263-ARTS or Cyrano's at 274-2599. Well, that's it for this week's Stage Talk. Thanks for listening. Until the next time, I'm Jean Paul.
And I'm Mark Muro for KSKA.